As-salamu alaykum.
Musa Mabui from Booger T. Washington speaks. And at this time now, we want you to stay tuned to hear our mentor, our friend, and our sponsor, the CEO of New Africa Excellence Enterprise, LLC, who brings this weekly broadcast before you. And now he will follow. And his topic tonight will be God gives us the will to progress. Did we forget about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? And so at this time, it is my honor to present to you Imam Murad Muhammad.
Well, thank you, Brother Imam. A wonderful Juma you did today. I was enthused. It gives me great privilege. It's very odd and strange that we Muslims in Islam has followed the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, followed Imam Warisi Muhammad, and been introduced properly to the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Strange to me that when you walk into most of the masjids today, you are not motivated. It's wrong. And we can't blame the foreigners because it's just an excuse for Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify his name, says we have to stand on our own two feet. For Allah says, not me. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says if you take a step, he will take two. But if you do not take a step, thing for you. Now, you may say to yourself, is God selfish? No. Do God chooses who he wants to? No. You call on him, he calls on you. Well, why don't he help you if you won't help yourself? Because we are the crown of creation in the womb of our parent. One parent, mother, not parents. Plural, one parent, our mother. Yes, Allah uses our father because he carries the seed. But it's that mother that carries us, and she has the right to flush you down the toilet. So she is special. And she goes through those aches and pains of 9 months, and she hurts tremendously on that operation table. And some of us have had it in our homes, and some have had it in automobiles. Wherever you may be, that female is going to give you what God has created. She's not in charge, but she has a right to drink the wrong things and do anything internally to kill it. But she doesn't know she didn't kill God's child, for he removed it. And that child goes to paradise. And yes, you will suffer. And all those who do things without understanding, Allah will forgive you if you ask him for forgiveness. But that child is the will of God. And we have no clue whatsoever who he or she is going to be in the world today. There's always one born. There's always one given to a people to upgrade us, enlighten us, so we can continue on the straight path. For we in Al-Islam call it the straight path of the Mustaqim. I am Murad Muhammad. This broadcast is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise. Murad speaks, and we come to you 7 days a week. And yes, we give credit where credit is due. For I have the luxury to listen to Imam Musa Mabui And I can come on right after him because he is capable and given the gift to technology of communication. And for years, I would have to listen and believe that whoever is speaking before me, when he gets off, I get off the phone and I call back in and put in my code. And sometimes the radio may say to me, there's already one on the line. I can't get in. So you got to call back again. You got to call back again. And finally, if the speaker do not connect, you can't get in. Happens. So if I go on at a certain time, I will not make it because he didn't hang the line up to Musa came without knowledge. See what knowledge does when you understand it? You can call in and listen. He can hit a button and say you on. Now I'm listening to the show. I don't have to get off the line. And you hear him being broadcast. Oh, there's more technology that we'll grow in because doctors every day have to go to school at least once or twice every other month to know what? New ideas, new creation, new science. See how Allah says you have to work from the present all the way to your grave because something always comes into existence that you don't know. There's no ending in God's wisdom and knowledge, and there's no beginning. And so, brothers and sisters, I say these things because it's a necessity to come on the air. Matter of fact, I enjoy coming on the air. And most brothers believe that I want their masjid. Why? For some reason, I come in, I pack it. Some reasons, I can't even get in, down in the middle of the ranks and do my sunnah and make my dua to Allah because they want to speak to me. They want to thank me for the kupa. They want to hug me. I've seen one cry and say to me, he never knew about the heart. It kind of disturbs me because most of the imams are inferior. Inferior what? Inferior that you might take over something that they own. They don't own this religion. That's why they have this inferior complex. Because if you are able to do better than them today, I'm not coming back every day. And sure, I'm not coming back every Friday. There's no four walls or no ceiling to hold what I believe Allah has given me. I'm a student of Imam Warthi Muhammad, and I take pride in saying so. And I have ability to do the impossible. Juma, I did a few months ago. I said to the Imam, you know, it will be good for you if you consider to feed my guests. He said, you bringing a guest? I said, sure. He said, well, why should we feed them? Now, I could have got disturbed and said the wrong thing, but I had to find out what did he mean by that. And what he meant, to make a long story short, is that why should we feed Muslims in al-Islam while they get the blessings when they come here? I said, no, brother Imam. These are Muslims in Christianity. He said, oh, well, how many are you bringing? I said, a busload. He said, well, brother, we're going to feed them. I said, thank you. And so I don't just teach to us. My mission is to go to my brothers and sisters in all humanity that don't know this religion. That's what I've done all my life. Into Allah gave us permission, gave us the will to progress in this world, but we don't understand it. We can't comprehend it. We don't even take time out to find out about it. Don't fault me. I've been like that ever since I was a kid. I can be on this air for the next year telling you how I was brought up and the things that I've done on my own that people say, how did he do that? But let's talk about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I was talking to my wife, and I said to her, you know what, dear? I said, when I recollect and think about the things that I have done, it all came from that little man that once called Elijah Poole. It came from that little man that decided to go and see, yes, and keep in mind that little man was on the corner drinking. I don't know, was it wine or liquor? If I had to take a guess, if you had no money, you wasn't drinking no liquor. You was drinking wine or you was drinking beer. But you couldn't drink no liquor, but could have back there in the 30s. But he was not drinking because he wanted to be an alcoholic. He was drinking because he didn't have a job. He had children, many of them. He couldn't provide for them. So the welfare don't give a check to the man. They give a check to the female. And I'm quite sure that female would have gave him anything he needed after feeding the children. So that'll take you and make you go in la-la land. So you drink so you don't have to think about it because you're not in your right state of mind. But just so happened, that young lady heard someone speak to her nature. I'm quite sure she had no clue what he was speaking about. Came home and brought her husband in and bathed him and put some clean clothes on him and said, go out and listen to him. And he did. That is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So we cannot say that this man was born with a silver spoon. We can't say that this man had all the degrees. We cannot say that this man was not down like most of us were. What is Allah saying to us? You see what I can do if your heart is right? Because a person dreams, it doesn't mean that their heart is evil. Their intellectual mind becomes weak. But they don't want to be down there. They don't want to be in the ghetto, in the gutter. No. However, this society, this jinn, will make you want to jump off a roof or commit suicide. Because if you're not drinking, if you're not shooting drugs, if you're not doing all the evil things, it's very difficult for him to change you. So he had to give you his number one trick. It's in the Bible, it's in the Holy Quran. And what is that? Alcohol. Why is alcohol number one? Number one, because it changes your whole disposition of who you are. For an alcoholic, he likes trouble. He caused trouble. When you see he's sober, he's not like that. he would smack the hell out of his wife. Why, brother, he will beat his wife. Why? He's not in his right state of mind. And you say, why do that female stay there? Because 9 to 5, he's that man she married. As soon as it gets dark, as soon as he go to that liquor store, he's a changed man. Number one, you say cancer is number one. No, it isn't. Sugar diabetes is number one. No, it isn't. Sickle cell is number one. No, it isn't. And any other disease. But when you intoxicate your intellectual mind, that's number one. Because it makes you do things. It'll make you rob a bank. It'll make you come back and shoot a guy because he talked about your mama. It would make you rape a woman. It would make you do things that you regret after you've done it. Why? You're sober now. So the day we blame it on alcohol, the female always had a dream. She wanted more than one man. They got her drunk. Well, why didn't she resist? Because that was she wanted to do all the time. Until she come out of that high, until she comes out of that high, oh, my God, what did I do? The mind was intoxicated. Now, that's the physical intoxication. But when you do so much unmoral things, you hate yourself at the first time it happens, the second time it happens, the third time it happens. All of a sudden, you're hooked. Just got to have it. You got to, you don't just forgot who you are and what you're about. Well, those are the ones that I want to talk. Those are the ones that's next to death. Matter of fact, they are dead people walking. I can honestly tell you that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, give them to me. Give me the downtrodden ones. Give me the ones that's in the mud of civilization. Give me the ones that's rejected. Give me the ones who think they are slaves. And that little man became one of the most powerful men ever grew up in America. Oh, there was a lot before him, and there's a lot after him. But he reigned of here in North America, the shores of North America. But he took that slave, that in slavery individual, because we wasn't slaves. They put us in slaves. We put us in slavery, in the worst slavery in the history of mankind. Now, even the Jews can equal what has happened to us. Oh, yes, they was put in the oven. But whoever was behind, they left their knowledge, culture, they left their language, they left their God behind. They didn't burn that. But we who was kidnapped from Africa and brought over here to the shores of North America, some of us were dropped off before they got to North America. But those who land in America, the worst slavery in the history of slaves, they took our language. They took our culture, our religion. Our brothers and sisters, they took our God from us. No one suffered 400 years. The Holocaust, if they celebrate this year, it'll be the 74th or the 75th year. Nobody likes to suffer. But if they would have let us free in 100 years, we would have had our culture, we would have had our language, we would have had our nationality, our brothers and sisters, we would have had our mothers and fathers, as well as God. Think about it. But today, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us, and we took it literally, he said, keep the foreigners out of the temple. Call white folks devils. Now, white folks come from Europe. There's no sun. Why they look white. But in Revelation, they call red, rightfully so, the sun. But they titled themselves white for a lot of reasons, for a lot of reasons why they was trying to make us less than a human being. But the point is, there's no such thing as a white man. But if you give them a title, white in America, we hate. I would advise any Caucasian today to say, no, I'm a Caucasian. No, I'm from Spain. No, I'm from the eastern part of the world. Most of them come from Spain, wants to be white. I'm talking about the light ones. Most of them that's born in the countries that allowed them to look like white, they take on white, including most of your Latinos today. If you knew what it actually means, you would never call yourself white. If an officer called in, they would say a Latino or a brown. They would say an Asian. They would say a Negro or a nigger. Or black. All depends on what they will refer you to. But when they call in that man you call white, they say, we got a Caucasian here. Right away that tells you they know they're not white. But the white man played a trick on us. So he made himself a god. And when you grew up and didn't believe he was a god, then he made Jesus God. And then made him white. Made him look like him. And Jesus came, if you just want to put the reality to it, they're speaking, that's Africa. Egypt. You can name it what you want to name it. So no way he could have been a Caucasian. But they drew that to trick us. The biggest trick, the biggest lie in the history of lying. And call him God. And then when you grew up and didn't want to go for that, make him the son of God. Now, I'm not here to talk about that, but I'm giving you an understanding where I'm going. So 400 years of persecution, 400 years of castration, 400 years of being hung by a tree, 400 years is ripping your baby and leaving you there bleeding. No, they ain't cut your womb, sister. They cut your stomach and took it out of there. Where was the doctors? Why, it'll be a whole lot of mothers would have died. But those people back there 400 years, they lose their skills. They came from Niger. The white man couldn't say, so he called you nigga. So our families were doctors and engineers and scientists, architects. Yes, we come from men and women was very highly educated. So someone had to sew you up. Someone had to cure you. And guess what? There wasn't no pills back then, so you don't hurt. It was earth. We knew the earth. Everything that we need is right there in the earth. Everything we ate was in the earth. See, that Caucasian thought that he just fed us that pig. He was not in his right state of mind because he was unintelligent. So he ate that pig and gave it to you, all the stuff you didn't need, the hoof and the leg. I mean, I'm sorry, the feet. You get the leg, you got the feet and the tail and the guts. But we had earth. We knew about the earth. And that superseded if we did eat it, because we're here today. But I'm saying to you, we was born for this mission. For nothing happens without the will of God. It's a temporary world. You say, okay, God made us suffer. No, you went to the heavens. You don't forget that no more. Do you pray for your ancestors? Because they sure pray for us. Oh, Lord, we will take this suffering. Another human being walk like us, talk like us, eat like us, die like us. If this is what you want, Lord, all we ask you is to take care of our offsprings. And we are the offsprings. Do we pray for our ancestors? I don't believe you do so. See how they make us forget? How could you not believe, pray for your grandmother, your great-great-grandmother? How could you not pray for those who suffer the bowels of suffering worse than you are suffering today? But you don't know your history. So what happened? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, other likes attract and a like of foreigners out of the temple. Why? Because they will confuse you. Come from slavery. You can't have people not looking like you so you could feel inferior in your subconscious mind. Up, you mighty nation. Up, you mighty people. You can conquer what you will. This is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They are talking about Malcolm today. You should hear it. Control the truth. Malcolm said, I was in the streets with drugs. I was in the street breaking in homes. I had women prostituting. I had black women giving sex to the white man. He was smart enough to know that white man wanted that black woman for not to marry, sex. He made a lot of money. He said, but I got white women that gave sex to the black man. Whoa, how did you know about that, Malcolm? Because there ain't no black man on the earth back then didn't want a white woman. Why? Because you told him he couldn't have her. You don't ever tell a black man what he couldn't have. He went to jail for 11 years, 10 years. I said 11 before and way before this. But he said 10 years, so it's 10. You get caught pimping, you go to jail for a year, too. But don't mess with that white woman. Malcolm did. He said, why? Because I wanted to be like them. Why? They killed my daddy. They ran a train over here. They drove my mama crazy. So I said, hell, might as well join them. He said, until I met the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And he said, they are devils. He said, that got me. There it is. Here I'm out there trying to be a devil. And he said he did a 360. But that was just Malcolm. If I put a count on it, millions inmates reverted to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So that's why they say the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had nothing but thugs, criminals. Yes, we was criminals. They knew it in 1818. Is it written? Don't teach them economics, for they will steal. Teach everybody else, but don't teach that black man. We can lock him up. We can use him. So, yes, our brothers was in jail. I was in jail mentally. Never went to a physical jail other than upgrade my brothers and give them a skill and clean them up. Comes from the Amalaj Muhammad. So, brothers and sisters, how could we forget him? He went against the whole grain. He was smart. Because Fred wanted to raise a black devil. To do what? To kill all these white devils. And I'm here to tell you, but he was smart. Allah gave him a gift. He said the world that Farad is God. And you mess with me, and Allah will bring the wrath down on you. Now, he said Allah, but when he mentioned Farad being God, he said Farad. But in the prayers, he taught us, surely I turn myself to thee, O Allah. We never said, surely I turn myself to thee, O Farad. Amalaj Muhammad was wise. So he made Farah God so he don't come back, because we have been killing a lot of white folks. And I'm here to tell you here on Block Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, I'm talking about anything that looked white would have been dead. Including the seeds. So we was turning into black devils. But the Almighty Muhammad had to stop that. And because he was Simon said, we didn't do anything unless he told us to do it. Told us don't carry weapons. Told us to learn martial art. And we did. Told us how to secure ourselves. Told us how to live amongst ourselves. Told us how to love each other. Don't fight each other. You see your brother in trouble, don't ask no questions. Jump in and ask them later. And if he started, then you get your brother. My God, did he raise us. But he had an army. There's not a FOI on the face of this planet in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, 60s would have been a guerrilla warfare and a holy war in America. And guess what? We were ready to die. Put your hands on the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Matter of fact, touch a minister. That's how powerful he was. We protected the ministers. So, brothers and sisters, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us don't fight this Caucasian. For they got an army and a navy and the Marines and the Air Force. Stay in your place. So our brothers, we came home from the prison. My God, did they take care of their families. You came in the ghetto. You seen Shabazz restaurant, Salam restaurant, brother so-and-so store, sister so-and-so stuff. We were sewing our own clothing. We had our own style of dressing. We had trucks on the road bringing in our own food, bringing in fish from overseas, from Peru, taking over the port. Who told us that we couldn't come down there, and over 200 to 300 Muslim soldiers. We in the army, Muhammad, Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. Yep, right, right, or step, or here, or left, right, to the right, mark to the right, mark. Hey, brother, we dominated. Women flew to Islam, flew to Islam. Why? Because it was real men, capital M-A, surviving to take care of their family. We are taught if we had $1 million, that's our wife's money. If she had $4 million, that's her money. If she gave you anything of her money, we say, alhamdulillah, because she didn't have to. You tell me who did that. And they knew. they knew he was a great asset because the men like Malcolm didn't exist anymore. But that Betty Shabazz, regardless what happened to her husband, she went to her grave loving that man. Today they named schools after him. But who put him there? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Who taught him? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad. There's not a man in this country that came up from poverty that joined the Honorable Elijah Muhammad can walk with dignity and success. Brother, we didn't wear the clothes of this country. Hill Finger, any other finger, Tommy, I don't care what his name is. We didn't wear his clothes. We did go to the kosher store. We didn't have halal. So our kosher brother, our Jewish brother, we did go to his store. But we didn't go to that pork chop eating Negro store, and we didn't go to no Italian store or any other store. But then we became strong with the Italians because the Italians believed in what we was taught. Our word is bond. And for we break our word, we give our lives. Allahu Akbar. The Italians joined us. And then we come to find out, hell, the Italians was black inside out. Because of Hannibal. So they was dressing like us, we was dressing like them, but we was building. Bean pies was number one. The Muhammad speaks was top the bean pie. All our restaurants were successful. Today we have nothing. We have nothing because we got out of our skin, the bond of the covenant that our ancestors made with Allah, a contract. And now we're suffering. For I said it, and I'll say it again. An Asian told another Asian, he said, you know those niggas are the most unintelligent people there is? He said, you shouldn't talk like that. He said, but they are. He said, you tell me, if we go to the Italian area and open up a Chinese store, you think we're going to run them out of their city? We'll be thankful if they let us in. How about the Irishmen? But you go to a nigger's community, they all will come in our store. And the other stores were shut down. And what makes them unintelligent, the same people we ran our business is supporting us with their money. Told this to a black man from Africa. He said, tore him up. But then he thought about it. His friend told him the truth. That's what's happening today. We don't help one another. Why, brother, when we was with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, want for your brother that which you wanted for yourself. We was such a family. If brother so-and-so put his hands on our sister, even though it was his wife, that was his ass set. I know it because that happened. I was just a youngster. I'm telling you, we was going to throw him out the window. Now, it just so happened, it wasn't the 8th floor. We weren't trying to kill him, but we were going to do something to him. So if he lived on the 2nd floor, he's going out that window. And if he lived on the 3rd floor, he was going out that window. And we went to get him. Guess where he ended up at? In the temple and filed for his ex. We couldn't touch him. That's a true story. And I was only 10 years old. True story, brothers and sisters. That's how much we loved our sisters. You couldn't put your hands on them. We knew anything about it. That you could not do. So we was checking balance. You couldn't drive around with no strange woman in your car. If she's in the back seat, yes. Not in the front. Only one sits up there is your wife. Oh, we had rules and regulations. Now, did someone slip past the rules? Yes, but that was the minority. The majority stuck to the rules and regulations. Powerful. J. Edgar Hoover. Fear. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I'm going to talk about this because I only got 1 hour. But I'll continue. But I'm giving you an idea. It's a shame and a disgrace. A whole lot of people would have been hurt that makes a mistake and call the Honorable Elijah Muhammad shirt. But we so intelligent, thanks to Imam Warfi Muhammad, that we can't be physical unless you attack us. So we only could talk to you. And they use the word shirt, and shirt means, brothers and sisters, that you know better. You know better, and you went against what Allah has told you is not acceptable. It's the best way I can put it to all those who don't understand that word. However, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, and I will quote, he said, I didn't come here to teach you religion. So how could you charge him with that? I came to clean you up. And when you think about it, how could you come to Allah being an alcoholic? How could you come to Allah being a junkie? How could you come to Allah being a pimp and a dope dealer? How could you come to Allah and beat up on women? How could you come to Allah and do all the despicable things? So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, I had to clean you up before you know who God is, but I had to give you one that looked like Jesus. Oh, he was intelligent. And to prove a point, and I'm going to skip so I can end this, to prove a point, he kept getting put out because he was teaching the Quran. And who? His son. Why? He said, Daddy, you gave me this when I was 4 years old. What was that? The Quran. I don't know nothing else, Daddy. He is not my savior. He's your savior. Oh, he thought his father's going to shoot him. He is your savior. He's my savior. Throw him out. Tell him, get out the house. Now you say, well, that means he believed. No, he wasn't ready. We were not ready for Imam Warfi Muhammad. He would have, it's like taking a child that never swam and throw him in the deep sea, going down 20 feet, 30 feet. You just shocked him. You're not going to want to swim no more. Well, hell, you do that to a young man like they did to me at 7, I don't swim today. So that's a great scenario to give you. You don't feed a baby steak. We was babies. Then in 1975, all the ministers, because they all come when the Honorable Muhammad said, okay, y'all come here. He was ill. Matter of fact, he was pretty much not standing up straight in his chair. He always sits straight up. He said, all right, play that, what y'all saying, my son is saying. And they played it. And when he listened to it, he jumped up at attention and said, by golly, my son got it. Allahu Akbar. And told all of them before he died, your father Wallace. Don't tell me, brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created his angels to do what? He created them to serve us. When? 1 trillion years before we got here. See how Allah works? In moderation. So today, those who follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I stand on Mount Everest, and now follow Imam Warfi Muhammad, I stand on Mount Everest, who learned the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I match their heart with any Muslim's heart in his entire Islamic world. That's how dedicated we are and what we learned. So we have to give it back. And if you don't give it back, Allah will take it from you. Where is your land? Where is your trucks? Where is your factories? Where is your stores? Where is your schools? Something is wrong. I'll tell you what's wrong. We are not united. We should understand the way we correct the Muslims in al-Islam for ourselves and for our neighbors or our fellow Americans. Yes, the way we talk, what you hear in this talk too about. I want to point out the similarities that we have with other people for other religions. That is properly called al-Islam. That's al-Islam. And three is the first two. Have the knowledge there is some difference. They don't come to the knowledge there is some difference in us. We believe in unity. We the Muslims, we believe in unity and we believe in matter. What is matter? That is all of the unseen of the universe, everything in existence that religious people, that men call creation. We believe in unity for matter. We believe that is the reflection of God. We call in our religion the language Tahi. Tahi is the beginning that it is only one God. That's our religion, brothers and sisters. Tahi, we say it all the time. There's only but one God. We bear witness that everything in existence is only one God. He has no beginning and no ending. He's internal, without a beginning and no ending. He's without change. He has no change in God. He's without change. He will always be the same. Can nothing approach him to change him? He will never change. There's nothing moves Allah. There's no image of him. It's a common language of the Arabs. Melahu. That's the language of the Arabs. But there is nothing existing like him. That's all it means. They say it all the time. We have to understand that we are human. And Allah gave us the permission to be a human. We have a responsibility. It is to serve him in a universe of matter. God gives us the sense of purity and the responsibility in life. This is in his world. To be what? To be free. Wherever you're working for the sake of Allah, is this the matter? Are you working for the material wealth? Allah gave us material wealth in this world. He gave us whatever is in the world, the sun, the moon, the stars, for the human social life. Our social life is secure and socially, if you believe that you will progress in the social world. And when you don't progress in the social world, brothers, sisters, you got a problem. You have a big problem. And you have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the way to do things. Now, in the Bible, and I like to quote from that as a chapter there, 4:8. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are for the good report. If there be any truth to this, the value, the virtue, if there be any praise, then think on those things. And this is coming from our Bible. And we say many times as a student of Imam Wasdi Muhammad, it's nothing wrong with the Bible, it's something wrong with your understanding of the Bible. Allah didn't come to destroy the Bible. He came to clean up some of the things that man said about him, that he makes it clear. But most brothers think the Bible is taboo. No, your understanding is taboo. The chapter of the 103 of the Quran, the surah of the Quran, with God's name, the most merciful benefactor, the most merciful, by the time surely man is at loss, except those who have faith and do righteous deeds. Isn't that amazing? To those who do righteous deeds and join together in mutual agreement of truth and consciousness, patience. And it's Allah talking to us. We should join together. Are we joined together, brothers and sisters? I don't think so. Because you're not going into the masjid and seeing our brothers and sisters there. So I'm going to end with this. The brothers and sisters I brought to the masjid when I did Juma was Christians. I've always been a fisherman. And when it was over, them ladies had on their beautiful garments. And they didn't want to leave. They wanted to take a picture with the imam. They wanted to take the pictures with the sisters. And they ate the little lunch we gave them. They went back home with 3,000 seniors and told them how much they had a wonderful time at Juma. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I thank you for listening. And if I said anything to hurt you at all, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. If I said anything that was incorrect, I'm human. I believe you got the point. But if I said something to make you stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your al-fitr, in the nature in which you have been created, don't give me that. Give that to Allah. I greet you from Adam to Abraham to Jesus to Muhammad, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings Allah be upon him. From the Arabic word of the Holy Quran, the Quran Arabic, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Inshallah, return tomorrow from 7 to 8. Thank you for tuning in. May God be with you.